Well, that is the scripture that I want to preach from this morning, Psalm 24, who is the King of glory, amen. But I want to take you back to the beginning. I want to take you back right to Genesis, and I want you to come with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." I've highlighted the words that I wanted. It's not what you see in your Bible, but that's okay. "Over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." We can have dominion over those too, yeah? When God created, he said, "It is good. It is tov." And I've always kind of looked at that word, and actually when he created man, he said it is very tough. It is very good. And I've always looked at that word God, and I'm like, come on, God. You know, good? Good? Is that how you want to describe all of creation? So this year I've done a little bit of a study into that word tough, and it's much more than just good. Good is good, yeah? But we are designed very tough. And good means, amongst other things, functioning as designed. It means beautiful. It means all these amazing things. The Hebrew word is so rich. It's not just good. It is so many things. It means in harmony with him. And I want to declare over you this morning that you are tough. You are tov. God wants to bring us back to his original design, to what he originally spoke over us. And what he originally spoke over us when he created us is you are tov. Shall we switch mics? Sorry, I forgot about that.
Are we good?
We're good. Awesome. You are tov. You are very good. You are functioning as you design. And so this morning I want, and I've been calling out of myself, but I want to call out in you to function. Lord, we want to function as you designed us. And he said he created us to have dominion. He created us in his image. He created us to have dominion over all the earth. And that might freak you out a little bit, but that's okay. Just journey with me, okay? Just journey with me. We were created in God's image to have dominion over all the earth. You could pop that up there, Margaret. You know what? There's a verse in Romans that says, all of creation groans. Come with me to Romans 8, verse 19. It says, all of creation groans and waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. This is how the Passion puts it. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. And I know that speaks of end times when things will open up, but I believe there's an application that is there for us today. You know, because God didn't create something in the beginning and then because of sin go, okay, that's it, guys. No, you can't have that anymore. Right? No, Jesus came to redeem us back to what we were, yeah? And he paid the full cross. And so I want to say to you this morning, church, it is time. It is time. It is time. It's time. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to be all that God has called us to be. Amen? Yes. It's time for us to walk in authority. It's time for us to walk as ambassadors. It's time for us to walk in confidence of who we are. It's time for miracles. It's time for deliverance and freedom. It's time, church. It's time. Now, I know some of you might be sitting there and going, okay, that's me. I'm switching out. That's a bit too big a message for me this morning. I don't feel like that. That's for the person next to me. That's too much confidence. I don't really feel like that at the moment. I'm not there. If we feel like that, if we feel like we're not there, I've just got a little encouragement for you. I brought along this plant of mine. Whoa, I'm going to stand over here. This beautiful plant was given to me looking absolutely beautiful. Somebody gave it to me and they had lovingly raised it from an avocado seed. They had grown it and it was beautiful. But you know what? I neglected it. And it looked even worse than it does now. Sticks. And I could have looked at that thing and gone, that's it. No hope left. But in the last few months, I've looked at that and gone, that was given to me, and I need to look after and treasure what I've been given. Not that I didn't treasure it. I wanted it to thrive. I wanted it to flourish. I wanted it to be all that it had been created to be, but I wasn't investing into it. Whoa, not there either. I wasn't investing into it. They've done that sneakily, to keep me in place because they know I'm a pacer. Yeah. I wasn't investing into it. So I've begun to water it. I've begun to care for it. And I want you to look again at it. Because if you look, and Margaret, maybe you can put it on the screen so you can see, but there's new growth. There's new growth. All along the stem are buds of new leaves coming. It's time, church. It's time. You might look at your life and go, huh, what she's talking about is not for me. But I want to say within you is the potential to be all that God has created you to be. And when the life of His Spirit flows through you, that is where it will grow. Amen? It's not coming from us. It's not coming from us, but it's coming from the life flow of His Spirit. It's not all about us. The life I live is by the Spirit. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I live is by the Spirit. Amen? So good, so good. That's in Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. And so many times that's so good, isn't it? Yeah. That is in Him and have shared in His crucifixion. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Church, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Let's let Him into every area of our life. God is actually more interested in us becoming like Him than we are. Isn't that good? We can think it's all about us, you know, I've got to do this and I've got to, but actually, you know what, He has a plan and a purpose for our lives and we just have to join Him on the journey. He's really good at it. You know, He's really good at going, that. Okay, God, yeah. Sometimes we hide from those things, don't we? We're like, oh no, this is just pushed a button. But let's lean into it because He wants to develop our character and He wants to develop us and bring us more and more into who He is. It's so good. Scripture tells us He's changing us from glory to glory. What God is blowing on, tune into it. Tune into it and partner with Him as He forges and fashions our characters. Amen. Let's go back to our original passage. It says, this is the passion. So wake up, you living gateways. Lift up your heads, you doorways of eternity. Welcome the King of Glory, for He is about to come through you. And you go, oh, I'm not a gate. I'm like, let's take you into that scripture a little bit, eh? So the Passion explains it this way. God's people are identified as living gates and doorways. And when God opens the doors of eternity within us, no one is able to shut them. So to lift up our heads is a figure of speech for a bold confidence that brings rejoicing and hope. We got to know who we are, church, and it's time. It's time to stand up. It's time to stand tall. It's time for that bold confidence to come into us and for us to be all of who God is creating us to be. And this is what God has been speaking to me about. Last Sunday night, actually, as we were singing that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. And I just felt Holy Spirit say to me, I don't need to be reminded who I am. I'm like, point taken. He's like, You singing is not going to change who I am. Point taken. You know, sometimes we sing those songs because we need to declare into the spirit realm who our God is. We need to declare into the spirit realm who our God is. God will always be the waymaker. God will always be the miracle worker. He is always a promise keeper. He said his word never returns void, but always accomplishes what he puts it out to. Amen? He's always the light in the darkness, right from the beginning. He spoke and there was light. Amazing. Those kind of songs are declarations into the atmosphere and the spirit realm. We can declare them over situations and we can war in the spirit with them. I don't know how many times I've sung that sort of song as a warfare over a certain situation. You can bring it to mind and just begin to sing it, yeah? But equally important, they're also a reminder to ourselves of who our God is. Because he doesn't need reminding. He knows who he is. But sometimes, I think sometimes, we need to be reminded of who our God is. Because we allow other things to become bigger than who our God is. Yeah. We need to make God higher in our hearts and minds. We need to make him higher than any circumstances. We need to make him higher than any problems. We need to make him higher than any thought. We need to make him higher than any words that have been spoken over our lives. God wants and he needs to take the rightful place, his rightful place, in our hearts and minds. So let's let the King of Glory in. Amen. When Apostle Mike was here, he talked on idols for a bit. And we can think that, you know, idols, we don't really have idols in our lives. You know, that's kind of Eastern religion. I don't have anything like that sitting in my home. But a real simple explanation that he gave for an idol was anything that we make higher or bigger or hold in higher value than God. Ouch! I don't have any. I don't want any idols in my life. But actually, it's really important to think, isn't it? You know, God wants to be in that place. It's easy for us to have a number of idols, actually, things or even circumstances that we unwittingly give higher place than God. It's not what he wants for us. It's not how he's designed us. He's designed us to be in harmony with him. He's designed us to have dominion, created in his image. You know, he wants, you know, to have that place in our lives. I was thinking we can even idolize things like sickness or problems. I said it aloud. They end up ruling us rather than God. And you know what, church? I believe he is calling us to a place where he is Lord. We have appreciated and loved the Father heart of God. We have appreciated and loved all these things, but there's something I feel in my spirit where he says, actually, now I want you to know that I am God. I want you to know my lordship. And where you have allowed other things to take dominion, I want lordship. I feel like there's a shift coming, and it's interesting, isn't it, that we're having the command of the King as our conference next year. He wants lordship in our lives. So we need to let the King of Glory in. Let him sweep into our hearts and minds in all his glory and take his rightful place. He wants to come in. So it's time to take captive those thoughts. This is one of those things it's time for. It's time to take captive the thoughts. And we can use, I like to use the whatever checklist. You know the whatever checklist? Some of you are looking at me blankly. But if you go to Philippians 4 verse 8, there's a great checklist there of what we can think on. It's a great one to know. You know, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things. It's a great checklist. It's a really great checklist. If you find yourself thinking about something and you're kind of like, go through the checklist. Does it fit? If not, ditch the thought. Ditch it. Just ditch it. You know, a number of us are really great meditators. We are really great meditators. And we need to captivate our meditation. We need to captivate and recognize what we're meditating on. And if it's no good, as I say, ditch it and replace it and apply the instead principle. You know, what does God say about this situation? Because I'm thinking and thinking and thinking about my problem. Well, what does God say about your problem? That's what we need to think about. It's not denying things, church. No, I'm not about that. I'm all about reality. You know, we live in this world. Things happen in this world. But God has taught us and is teaching us to set our eyes on things. And it is time for us to captivate our thoughts. It is time for us to captivate them. Because we live out of there. We totally do. We live out of there. It's not denial. It's a form of warfare. When we lift our heads and see from where God sees. And it's time to see what he sees. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But you know, I don't know if you know the instead principle, but it really is when I see something negative or things like that, it's going into the word and saying, what does God say? What does he say? And sometimes we can find that ourselves. Sometimes we need help. We're like, okay, I've got this. What can you tell me? What does God say about that? And get the truth and begin to meditate on it. It's time to captivate those thoughts. It's actually time for more than we can ask or imagine. It's time for more than you can ask or imagine. I love this verse in Ephesians 3 verse 20. It's got to be one of my all-time favorites. I love it, and it frustrates the heck out of me because I want to see it and I want to live in it. See, Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I love that verse. Man, I want to see that more than we could ask or imagine. And I want to encourage you. Are you imagining? I was reading that verse one day, I don't know when it was, and God just challenged me. He's like, do you imagine? I'm like, no. I'll start doing that. Let's start doing that. So I do. I imagine people rising from the dead. I imagine people getting healed when I pray for them. I imagine a whole rest home going, oh my goodness, look what happened, because that person is healed. I imagine it, because he's going to give us more than we ask or imagine. And if our imagination is kind of at nothing, well, we got it, haven't we? But there's more, and it's time. It's totally time for that. It's time for that. It's time to see as God sees. It really is. I want to ask you, how are you seeing people? Can you see what he sees? God really put his finger on that for me a couple of weeks ago. And I had a situation, you know, sometimes you can have a 10-minute slot in life and it can change you dramatically, right? We were here, I'd popped down here to do something, and God said to me, you judged those people, and you never saw them how I see them. And I'm like, whoa. And then you know how life flashes before you?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, every single person, like I felt like I'd judged, flashed before me. I'm like, oh, okay, God. Yeah, I have had a tendency to do this. I am sorry. And then it was like, he's like, no longer acceptable. Seriously, it was less than 10 minutes, but man, it was a moment. You know, when God speaks into your life, he's more interested in changing your character than you are. You know? But man, it's time for us, people, to see like God sees. Do you know how, when he looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Christ? He sees our purpose. He says, it's tov. He sees us as good. He sees this as a perfectly grown, functioning avocado tree, bearing fruit. You know, he wants to do this. He wants to do this. He wants to take off the bits that are captivating our attention at the moment because they're not looking very lifelike, so that all we see is what he's beginning to do in our lives. This is what he wants us to see. He wants us to see this new growth. He wants us to see the new life. He wants us to see what he is doing in people's lives. He wants us to see what he calls out of people. Sometimes there's situations and you have to go, God, I need you to show me what you see. Who's had that situation before, eh? Sometimes there's people. Sometimes our kids. I've had to do that with some of my kids at times. You know, and we have an incredible story of that. And the young man involved knows all about it, you know? Where I've had to go, God, how do you see this person? How do you see my son? Because I'm not seeing it right at the moment. And so we made a list. We were very deliberate. We wrote it out. We actually stuck it on his wall. This is who he is. And we're going to speak it and declare it. Speak it and declare it. I tell you what, that young man is everything that is on that list now. Because I no longer boxed him into what I could see in the moment, but I allowed myself to change my vision to see what God sees about him. And now he is everything that is written on that wall. So good, eh? So we need to choose to see. It's time for us to see. Do you know what? Sometimes it is a deliberate choice. It really is a deliberate choice. Say, God, I want to see as you see. And that lifts us up. That lifts us up above the circumstances, doesn't it? It's so powerful. Yeah. Do you know what he sees? He sees the righteousness of Christ. He sees the full potential he created. He sees you and me, tov, functioning as designed in harmony with him. He sees his lost children, those he fashioned in their mother's wombs. He sees those who he knew from the beginning of time and longs to have a personal relationship with. He sees those he sent his beloved son for. He sees them needing to be gathered to himself. It's time for us to see as God sees. And it's time for us to see him for who he really is. It's time for us to see God for who he really is. 2 Corinthians says, we can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces, and with no veil we will all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. And this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We need to see our God for who he is. And we need to allow the King of Glory to come into our lives. We need to allow him to come in. And I want to take us back to this because I feel like there's a lesson that God wants us to learn here with this avocado. You know, God, when he created, he said, it is tov. And there's an aspect of tov that I want to explain to you. You know, an avocado tree or anything that bears fruit is not tov unless it has fruit. And even if it has fruit, that tree is not tov if that fruit does not bear fruit, does not have seeds. So within us, God has created us with potential, and he's fashioned us with so much in us and functioning. You know, how has God designed you? Do you know how God has designed you? Do you know what God has placed within you? We need to know. We need to know what we're designed to be, because we don't want to try and be an avocado tree when really he's made us a grapevine. You know? I'm just not working, God. Help me. I'm really trying to make avocados and it's not working. He's like, honey, you're a grapevine. Just be a grapevine. Yeah? We need to know who he's created us to be. Yeah? The other cool thing about the fact that we're in him is that, do you know where the life comes in this thing? Life comes here, yeah? And in scripture it tells us that we are grafted into him. Comes back to the life that I live by the Spirit. We are grafted into him. So where does our life source come from? Is it me? And aren't we so glad about that? No, our life source comes from him. Our life source comes from him. And we grafted into him, bound into him, and the life comes from him. And that's what causes things to grow. That life source causes things to grow and bear fruit. So powerful. So I want to encourage you. Are you nurturing? Are you watering? Sometimes in the last wee while, as I've been watering this, I'm like, it's a bit of a big deal doing this every day. You know? I'm like, maybe not today because it's just not that cold. But actually, there's a bit of a discipline, isn't there? In the nurturing. There's a bit of a discipline in the nurturing and caring for. But it's worth it. I tell you what, when I saw those buds beginning to come again, you know, they were just like this to start with, and some of you can't even see that, and that's my point exactly. Some of you might be looking at your life and saying, actually, there's nothing here. But you know what God sees? He sees this. He sees that bud. He sees that point of potential that he wants to cultivate. He wants to bring something out. The King of Glory wants to come into your life and bring forth a point of potential. New life. New life. It's time for the King to come in. You know, as we do these things, we actually make way for the King. And he's coming as a commander. He's coming as King. It's so time for him. I think actually, if I'm really honest, a lot of the time in my life that I'm like, God is Lord, but I choose what I do. Yeah? God is Lord, but I'm choosing what I do. And God, what do you think about that? Was that good? But he's wanting to come as the commander. He really is wanting to come as King and Lord over all of our life. Lord over everything. And I'd encourage you, allow him to be. Allow him into all the bits. And you don't have to go soul searching for it, because like I said, he's really good and he's more interested in us becoming whole and more like him than we are. And he's so clever at putting his finger on, like that last Thursday for me here at church, where he just went, beep, and I'm like, okay, 10 minutes, there we go. Let's sort that one out. Now I put it into practice, right? Now I do the hard nurturing. The potential is all there. The potential is all there in what he has created. He just wants to be Lord over it all. It's time for us to roll out the red carpet in our hearts and minds. It's time for us to roll out the red carpet over situations and circumstances with our praise. He is the King. He is the King. He wants the light to come in. He wants, do you know what? When He is purely Lord over our lives, then He can impact those around us. Because He is coming again. He is coming again. But for now, we are called to take dominion over this earth. And He wants us to rise up and do that. He wants us to rise up in an authority that is not ours, but it comes because we know who He is. We know that actually, if He is the King and I'm His son or His daughter, then that makes me royalty. You know, I left my rings at home today. Does that mean I'm not married?
No.
Well done, darling. Well done. That thing that I wear on my finger, though very special to me, is just a symbol of who I am. I am Grant's wife. And you can't change that. You can try. But you can't change that. It's who I am. You are a son and a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Nobody else can change that about you. Nobody else can change that about you. It's who you are. It's who you are. You know, part of who God has created me is to be an encourager and exhorter. And so that's what I want to do this morning. I want to encourage you and exhort you. Because do you know what, church? It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to be all of who God has created us to be. This world needs us. This world needs us. Man, that's just hit me. This world needs us. And you know what? All of creation is groaning and waiting. They are groaning and waiting for you and me to stand up and be all who God created right at the beginning. Right at the beginning. He's not just waiting for that end time when He returns and then go, whoop, there we are. Now you're it. No! We have got days that we can rule and reign here on this earth. Whoopsie. We have got days that we can rule and reign and take dominion. What do you need to take dominion over? What is in that immediate sphere around your life that God requires and is asking of you? Can you take dominion? Can you stand up for that family member? Can you stand up in that work situation? Can you change this atmosphere? Because I don't like it. Can you be all who I've called you to be? Because I've created you, Tov. I've created you to live in harmony with me. I've created you to function as I've designed. And that is created in my image. You know when Jesus created the world, what did He do? He spoke. He spoke. And things came into being. What are we speaking? I always come here. I love this. It challenges me. But what are we speaking? What are we speaking? What are we creating? What are we calling into being? What are we calling up out of our children? What are we calling up out of our family members? What are we calling into being? We've got to take dominion. It's time, church. It's time. It's time. What situations need to change because you declare it's time? Oh, I hope there's a hope rising in you. I hope there's a stirring in your spirit because that's really what it's all about. As we begin to realize and recognize who we are and whose we are, there's something that can stir within us that we can go, yeah, it's time. It's time for this to happen again. it's time for this to happen again. You know, I declare this avocado tree will function as it's designed. It will bear forth avocados because it's an avocado tree. Avocados. Sorry. What are the circumstances that you need to declare and take dominion over? What are the things that are just happening around you that you just let go? Sometimes in the spirit realm, we need to go, enough is enough. I'm putting my foot down. Not on my watch. Have you ever said that? Not on my watch. I think sometimes that needs to get inside of us where we go, yeah, not on my watch. Not happening on my watch, because it's time. It's time for the more than we can ask or imagine. It's time for the miraculous. It's time for people to walk in freedom. It's time for people who have been in bondage and living under it for so long to know the reality and the truth of Jesus Christ in their lives. They're not just fluffy words. His word has power. And there's so many people around about us that are living under bondage, that are not living in the truth, that need the very power that we have access to. How would you feel if getting to eternity, you arrived and you could look back and see that actually God had given you everything that was needed to change so many situations, but you just hadn't realized the potential that was there? I don't want to feel like that. I honestly don't want to feel like that. Yeah. That's a big sign, and it says, it's time. It's time, church. I'm just going to keep saying it. It's time. It's time. Maybe you need to ask God, God, what's it time for in my life? What's it time for in my life? What's it time for? It was time for me to actually give care. It may be time to love things again that you've kind of lost love of. That can happen. Let's be real. But you begin to invest and love on something, and then actually your emotions begin to follow. Sometimes you have to take the action first, and then the emotions come with it. I'll let you in on a little secret. It's not really a secret, but, you know, I'd come to a place where I'm like, oh, yeah, kind of don't really like our house anymore. Let's just get a new one. You know, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Oh, yeah, I don't really like it. Just a whole lot of work. And then I started investing into my home. I started investing my time. I started doing things. And then in a few weeks, I'm like, oh, I actually quite like this. Oh, look at my garden. It's interesting, isn't it? What we invest in, our heart can follow. It's time, church. It's time. What is it time for you to look at? It's time. It's time. Where does the King of Glory want to come in your life? Where does he want to come? Let's go back to that passage that says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Do you know what? He wants to shine glory all around your life. He wants to shine glory all around your life because you become a portal into this world for the glory of the Lord. You become a portal into the world for the glory of the Lord to shine. How cool is that? When we look at the world from above, when we look at New Zealand from above, when we look at Christchurch from above, your street should glow. Your street should glow with the glory of the Lord because there's a place for Him to come. There's a place for Him in your hearts. There's a place for Him that is no longer confined, and He can shine and people can see it. The King of Glory shall come in. It doesn't say the King of Glory might come in or think about it. Maybe, oh, not today. Maybe next week. No, the King of Glory shall come in. So it says, lift up your heads. When we lift up, the King shall come. There's no question. I like that. I like it a lot. I've actually asked the band if we could sing that song. It's time for the sleeper to wake. It's time for the old man. Come, yeah, feel free. Because it's time. I want us to declare, before we sing that song, I wonder if you'd stand with me and I wonder if you'd read the scripture with me. And maybe as we sing this song, just pop it over there. What can say there? Yep, awesome. Let's read. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. We're going to worship that King of Glory for a moment. We're going to lift His name. And I want you, as we do, I want you to say, God, is there any place where you want to come and be King that I haven't allowed you to be King? Is there a place in my mind? Is there a place in my heart? Is there a place that I need to bring into your subjection? There might be somebody here who goes, King? What's all this about King? I hear about who you're saying about God, but I don't really know Him. And if you'd like to know Jesus, if you'd like to know God as Lord, that is the most incredible thing that you can ever do, is give your life to Him. So I don't know if you're anything like me, but you know, if we try and organize our lives ourselves, often not an amazing job happens. But when we allow Him to be Lord, then we begin to see some pretty cool things happen when we allow Him to be Lord of our lives. So if there's anybody here this morning who would like to give their life to the Lord, then I'd love for you to come and introduce yourself to me or Wayne and Sally here in the front. We'd love to pray for you and introduce you to the King of Glory that I've been talking about this morning. Because He loves you. Do you know what? He even knew you before the beginning of time. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. If there's anybody online who wants to do that, just put salvation in the chat and we will be in touch with you. God cares about you. And the rest of you, I want to ask you, is there a place that you need to say, God, I've been holding back. I've been holding back in my mind. I might have been holding back in my mind, in my heart. Oh, that thing of idols that Ruth mentioned, maybe I need to listen to that message that Mike preached. You can grab it all off our website. We can give you the links. God, I want to resubmit myself to you and your lordship because I believe, like has been said this morning, it is time. It's time for a change. It's time to see you as Lord in my life. And so if it's you and you want to use this space as an altar of rededication to Him or as an altar of just saying, God, you are Lord. You are Lord. Or maybe as we sing, you might want to bring a circumstance before Him. Oh, I love doing that. with songs. I love singing a song over a situation. I love singing and declaring songs over because I just love it. Maybe that's what you want to do. But let's declare who the King is, because the King of Glory wants to come into this place. He wants to come and take dominion like never before. He wants to do something. He wants to do it. He wants to do it. Hey, mate. Hey. Can you lead us? I'm going to switch mics. Jesus.
For your light to shine, it's time.
It's time, church. It's time. Well, things can continue along here, but I just want to release the rest of you to go and be who God has called you to be this week. To go and rule and reign. Take dominion. Know who you are. It's time. Father, we thank you for this opportunity together, Father. And as these people go into their homes, into their workplaces, into the places that you have for them, Lord, I thank you that you go before them, Father God, and I thank you that you come behind them too, Father. Lord, I ask for your glory to be evident where they go this week, Father God. Lord, let the light of who you are shine through each one of them, Father God. Let it impact lives, Lord. Let it impact situations, Father God. Lord, let there be healings, Lord. Let there be miracles, Father God. Let there be freedom come into people's lives, because these people go where you've called them to this week, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. And we declare that we agree with you. It is time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, have a great week. God bless you all.